Again, 6MGK.
Are you familiar with Vera?
No, but I need to be. That's probably something I should be working on in the next week when the weather starts to return here and I have more inside days. I gotta get a couple things accomplished. Goals that I really should, I really had that goal for 25 and that's not happening, but maybe over New Year's here I can make it happen and just fit it in. So, meeting the other goal that I had, so I gotta think of some new ones for 2026. But anyway, let me think. One more thing on Barry. Yeah, the other day I was doing a POTA and he came on and he gave me the KD6XU and I'm like, oh crap, that's Barry. So I said, Barry? Question mark, and he came. He is really fast. He was probably 27 words a minute. And I could understand like one word he said there. There was a whole bunch of stuff there. Anyway, then he gave me the RST, and then I gave the RST back and thanked him and, you know, stuff like that and moved on. But, anyway, I was pretty happy to have gotten him in the log on CW, so that was pretty nice. I did copy at least that part. Anyway, he was probably doing a POTA that day also, if I remember right. But, anyway, I try to take the good with people if I can, you know, if it's at all plausible, you know. So right now I'm that was what I was doing. I was warming up this bran muffin. See, my sister made these bran muffins because she knows I like bran muffins, and they specifically are blackberry bran muffins. And I wanted to eat a couple. She gave them to me for Christmas, and I want to eat a couple of them here and report back to her my thoughts. So I always tell her the truth. And so far, they seem a bit moist, so I've warmed them up in the toaster oven, not the microwave, first. And they've been sitting in there for probably about 5 minutes, and then I turned it back on, and then so it was time to just get them out. And yeah, they're much better in the toaster oven than warming them up in the microwave, for sure. So that's my thoughts. And I'm drinking the rest of my coffee. Yep, I had to microwave it, so. Yep, I guess I've been on long enough. Yeah, your turn, KN6MGK.
Well, 40 is so strange. I don't know if it's actually 40 meters or if it was the fact that a whole ton of people had KSA call on last night. But last night, I have this way of this method of putting out beacon calls, you know, because what happens with a beacon on JSA call is a station replies to you if they're on your frequency on JSA call. So they reply to you with a beacon. Now that beacon may be down in a very, very narrow area below 1,000 hertz, so 1,000 to like maybe 250 hertz offset with, you know, of course the continuous tone signals that you get from Vera that are very similar to you get from JSA call. I mean, very similar to FD8. And I got with my system, I got 18 comebacks. That's the most I've ever gotten. This morning, I've only gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 comebacks. So I don't know if it's the number of stations that are on, or it's a combination of that plus propagation, or I don't know.
Yeah, it could also be people turning on and off the heartbeat acknowledgments. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure what to think about that. You did ask a question about Vara, right? So, I do think that that's something I have to start getting involved in, figuring out how Vara works. There's another word called PAT, right? That I think is another program I need to pay attention to and start doing some Winlink. So, and I really need to work on the FL Digi thing too now. So I've got my little portable radio out, been working that. I said little, but it's the 857D. That's what I've been using here lately. And getting the digital, I've got the digital back going again on it. So it's fairly easy to do the digital stuff on, say, the FT710. But the 857, it doesn't have a built-in sound card, so you have to use like that Digi rig. And so there's a little bit of it throws a little wrench in things in terms of how it operates on the digital mode. So, but got it going. I did get in a tuner, but I have not tried the tuner yet, so we'll see how that goes. And let's see, a couple more things to talk about. Mineral, California, I was seeing that they got a bunch of snow around Christmas, so they had a nice snowy Christmas over in Mineral. Real pretty, too. Yeah, I mean, it's just like when I drive through Mineral before, I might wait for another storm system coming in, then maybe me and a friend will take a ride out that way. We usually do about once a year, go out to Lassen and stuff when there's snow around, and he likes to take some pictures of birds and some other things he likes out that way, so maybe I'll take a ride with him again and enjoy that. But anyway, yeah, that's about it, really. Back to you.
Yeah, somebody was trying very, very hard. I don't know if it's maybe that Columbia machine or something, but they were trying very, very hard to get through. Was there somebody else out there who would be courteous enough to give us your call, N6DRG? Okay, I guess not. And on 40, KSA call, Pete just came on with a heartbeat. So Pete, KI6SSI, N6GRG, are you around? Yeah, I'm sending Pete something back on JSA call. See if I can get to him, because I got to talk to that guy. I need to talk to him. Anyway, yeah, we need to talk to KM4ACK. Anybody who's into Linux and Raspberry Pis needs to talk to KM4ACK. And whether you like Raspberry Pis or not, I think we need to tell him, hey, you know, don't forget about don't forget about Linux, because he's making a mistake there.
Well, I'd have to look up when he revitalized all that, because he was calling it the Pi build, remember? He changed it to 73 Linux. So as far as I know, he was still keeping up the 73 Linux. So, we changed the verbiage of it a bit, that was all, other than, you know, obviously changing scripts and updating some of the programs and things like that he had within it. But there's another guy over here, I'll have to look up his call sign, but he's out of that Auburn group, W6EK, that Bob K6UDA came out of. It's like LWY or something like that, and he offers up more stuff for Raspberry Pis also, right? I think they call it the ham pie. Anyway, so same type of a deal, where it has all the different programs and everything else that you can want to use on a Raspberry Pi. So anyway, another YouTube channel guy.
Well, what's his channel name?
Yeah, it has to do with his call sign radio, and I'd have to look it up, so I don't remember off the top of my head. So, I don't think I subscribe to it, but I do watch a couple of his videos sometimes. Anyway, it's some, like, LWY or whatever. It wouldn't take me very long to look it up, but I don't even have my, yeah. I don't even have a desktop computer, any computer on. I just got home from the Bay Area, and I never turned nothing on until this morning.
Well, I'm trying to find him right now, and hopefully I can. Ham pie. EmpireRadio.com, maybe.
Well, you know, he had a YouTube channel and so forth, so I think it should be able to Google it, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking what a nice Christmas gift would have been for me if someone was interested in buying me a Christmas gift, if there's a way to do it, I wonder. But my YouTube's, I hate watching all those commercials, but I don't ever see it in myself as to paying the extortion fee, you know, so if somebody else paid for the extortion fee, you know, that'd be different, and that'd be a good Christmas gift. Here you go. I paid your YouTube premium fee so you don't ever have to watch those commercials anymore, because I hate them. They always bug me, they always come on right when I'm really wanting to see a particular part of it. And when it's on my TV, sometimes I kick it back in my chair. I can't just skip them real fast. I mean, it sometimes makes me wait, you know, 30 seconds before it gives me the skip option on the TV. On the phone, it may be 4 or 5 seconds. Not that big a deal, but sometimes I don't want to watch a good video on my phone. I want to watch it on the TV.
I wonder if over on YouTube I need to put ham dash pie, because just putting ham pie gets me a whole different bunch of stuff. Did you know that guy's call letter?
Give me a minute, and I'll look it up. Yep, just give me a minute. No, because I can't remember everyone's call sign, so let me look up, you know, on my feed or whatever. I'll find it.
Yeah, because I thought if his YouTube channel was labeled as Ham Pie, he would come up. Now, Ham Radio 2.0 has a ham pie, raspberry pie image for ham radio video that he put out. I don't know, it doesn't say what he put that out. 1 hour long.
Yeah, it might have been with this guy, by the way. So sometimes they do that. So let me see if it's not right. Maybe he calls it the Digipie. I don't know. Let's see. Anyway, his YouTube channel is called Kilo Mike 6 Lima Mickey Whiskey. I'm sorry, my phonetics are pretty bad sometimes. Kilo Mike 6 Lima Yankee Whiskey Radio. I say again, Kilo Mike 6 Lima Yankee Whiskey Radio. He may call it something different. I may have gotten that wrong. Maybe Digipie, maybe, I don't know. So that's the channel, so it may take a little bit of digging here to find the video where he talks about his Raspberry Pi stuff.
Well, two channels put out videos about his Raspberry Pi system, including Ham Radio 2.0 and one other one. Both of them, I subscribe to both of their channels, and I'm now subscribed to LWI. Let's see if SSI Pete is around. Are you around, Pete? Somebody keeps keying up. I don't know if they're deaf or what, but they keep keying up. But I know it's not John, because he's over in Quartzsite.